The question was asked, are all blacks cursed? So I'm very happy to have an opportunity to address this. Let's see. What does the verse say? Vayomer, Arur, Kena, Eved, Avadim, Yiyeh, Leichav. Who does the curse go on? Canaan. Canaan includes a lot of people. Eliezer, the servant of Avram, was from Canaan. Many people were Canaanites. And on first note, we have to realize that it's not only the blacks. Point number one. Point number two, all of Israel were called Kushiyim. In the book of Zechariah, Halo chivnei kushiyim atem li b'nei Yisrael ne'um Hashem. We learned it together. Am Yisrael says, you're all like the descendants of Kush to me. Who else was called a Kushi? Eved Melech HaKushi, Baruch Ben Neria, the great teacher of Ezra the scribe, was called the Kushi. And Tzipporah, quite possibly the most pious woman that we know about. Okay, maybe not as pious as the matriarchs, maybe. But Moshe's partner in merits, Chazal say, Eishes chaver harehi kechaver, that the wife of a rabbi gets the same treatment as the rabbi. She's just like him. So imagine what Moshe Rabbeinu's wife was like, and she was black. Doesn't seem like she was too cursed. He was ready to marry her. Ki isha kushit lakach. Open verse. Firstly, we see many indications in the Torah, in the prophets, that Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, God loves humanity, they were created in His form, and I have yet to hear anyone have the gall to say that that excludes blacks. To the best of my knowledge, no one has gone that far. So, yes, if there was a man named Canaan who was cursed, so then on some level spiritually that hurt him, and just as the descendants of other people who were cursed or hurt have carried that with them to a certain degree, so too do his descendants. But, and here's the big quantifier, we say in the Haggadah, every anniversary, when we come to tell our kids who we are, matchil bignut umseyam b'shevach, we always have to start with shame. We always have to start with some shameful past. The question is the shameful history that Arami Oved Avi, that Mitzila Oved Avod Zarah, that our great-grandfather Abraham's father was a pagan, We are descendants of pagans, or is it that we are descendants of slaves? But when we come to tell our children the message of Pesach night, the format that Chazal set up for us is matchil bignut umseyem b'shevach. You have to begin with our shameful past. The only question is, what's the bigger shame? But our shameful history is a part of it. And the message we're giving the child is, look at where we came from and look at where we got to, and this is where we can get to. There's a beautiful Hasidish vort. Why do we eat karpas, a vegetable? The idea of the vegetable is that the vegetable was in the mud with all the worms crawling all around it, and then you took it out and you washed off all the mud and you cleaned off all the worms and you put it on the Seder table, and now it's sitting fit for kings. And that's the idea of the Jewish people. There we were in the mud and the dredges, and look at where we got to. So, is there a history to Canaan, to the descendants of Canaan? Yes. But that history applies to a lot more people than just the blacks in Africa. It applies to many people. And the first thing to realize is that that's not, so there are many people that applies to. So what? Didn't stop Moshe Rabbeinu from marrying a person from Kush. Simple reading of the verse. So that's point number one. Point number two is that we live in a generation where people misapply concepts of the Torah, of the Talmud, and especially concepts like this. If Noah saw fit to curse Canaan, what does that have to do with me? People think that they have to fulfill, they have to play God's role in the world. Says who? I have to do my job. When Eliezer wants his daughter to marry Yitzchak, what does Avram tell Eliezer? Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, Avram tells Eliezer, you are cursed, I am blessed. He doesn't end there. He says, Ve'en arur mitabek bebaruch. And one who is cursed doesn't connect well with one who is blessed. Meaning, from my end, Yitzchak will do good for your daughter. He'll try to be a good husband, but your daughter won't be happy with my Yitzchak. Look at what Rashi says. He doesn't say, I have an issue, I can't connect with you. He says, I'm telling you, your daughter's not going to connect with my son. I don't have to hold it against him. There are practical considerations. If she won't appreciate and she won't be willing to connect, and then it won't be a good marriage, okay, then we can't connect. But it's not because Yitzchak won't connect with her. It's because she won't connect with him. And you'll see this throughout Tanakh. David HaMelech is on the run and he meets an Amaleki Egyptian slave. Takes really good care of him. Why? He's cursed. Our enemies, Amalek, slave, Egypt, so what? I think people misappropriate. Even though there is a Medrash that was the curse, we don't know that there weren't blacks who were not descendants from them. The Medrash simply says that they became black. But does the Medrash also say there were no other blacks in the world? I'm not aware of that. So to be so quick to say, they're all descendants of Ham. Maybe. Maybe not. And even if they are, that's not their fault. And even if they are, and it still applies, what does that have to do with me? Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to marry someone from Cush. So I think on all fronts, this is a non-issue. But people are quick to make issues. But that's because they have agendas. From Chazal's perspective, I don't think we have an issue. You see that David HaMelech accepted a ger from Edom. David HaMelech accepted. You see throughout, you see in Rabbi Akiva's time, they accepted gerim from all over. So it was there a curse? Wasn't there a curse? Does it apply to future generations? Doesn't it apply to future generations? What's it our issue? If the person is a good person, we treat him by his merits or demerits. Beseda?
What? The reason I was asking is I was listening to a seer of yours a couple of years back in Parsha Tzuva, and I figured there was more to it. They said that, like, and they were cursed to be black. And to me, like, I just wanted to, like, get some clarification on that.
Okay. So we see numerous times that there are very fine people who are black, and that was never a gauge, meaning it's. I shouldn't say never, but you find in certain conversations that our sages had with people who were not Jewish, who walked out of the assumption of the blacks, and then they worked with that assumption. You do find sometimes in conversations with non-Jews or unlearned people that Chazal went along with their assumption, and they didn't stand there and start telling them, no, it's not so, and sometimes they wouldn't have succeeded even if they would have tried, so they worked with their assumption. There's more to be said. One time we have to learn. We did once learn the Kuzari, where he has a very perplexing piece on the blacks. And we once had a whole class on that. We had black ger here in class that was very bothered with it. And we learned the whole piece on the Kuzari and discussed that as well. But whatever. That's not our subject right now. Yeah. Yes, Yehuda. Were you first? Who was first?
I just mentioned King David, but go ahead. And he also took a lot of grief for his lineage, right?
Right.
That's people also have agendas.
Right.
And do we even know today, as you said, who's descended from who? And I think it's like you said, all because of agendas.
Yes, Yehuda.
I think what we're missing here is a clear definition of a curse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, that's a second point. Perhaps soon, maybe. Anything else? No, I view this as off topic, so we could get to it later. But yes, on this point, there's something else.
This point?
Yes.
The term Kushi or Kush, anything, does that specifically refer to Africans, or does it refer to any, or does it refer to, like, I guess, a broader genealogy of what is considered black?
So in Hebrew, you have many words that are the prototype, and then they become prototypical, meaning initially they are of a specific nature, and then they become prototypical. And you have it in English too.
Yes.
You take a Kleenex. Kleenex is one type, right? But suddenly all tissues became called Kleenex. And you have other things that way too. Telephones used to be called the Graham Bells. Okay, there are a lot of things that are like that. I can't think of another example right now, but if you think...
Yeah.
Xerox, okay. You want to Xerox it. There's no word to Google it. Fridge, right?
Telephone,
Velcro, right? So you see, so in Hebrew, it also works that way. Where if you had Kush, that were the blacks that the Tanakh discusses, so then later it became a term, even in Tanakh, for anyone that's black, as a Kushi. Does that necessarily mean that all blacks come from Kush? I don't think so.
What is Kush?
Kush is the name of a territory, of a people.
So like,
there was
like
a person named Kush.
The same way there's a person named Yisrael, there's a person named Kush.
Correct.
And the descendants are Kushim.
Yeah.
Or Kushi, however it is.
Correct.
Okay.
Isn't it in our parsha? Kushu mitzayim afutu chanan?
No. Where do we have a chumash?
In our parsha. Kushu mitzayim afutu chanan. The end of our parsha. Kush. You want to see the person named Kush. Okay, anything else on this point? Okay, just one second. We'll look up that pasuk. We'll give him an exact. Here you go. Chapter 10, according to the Christian division of the verses, verse 6 and 7. Okay? There you will encounter Kush, the man named Kush, who was a brother to the man named Mitzrayim, and the man named Put, and the man named Canaan. You had four brothers, the sons of Ham, were Kush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. Four children. Yeah?
Who came of Put, or where did he settle?
I didn't hear. Yeah, what about him?
Where did he settle?
I don't know.
Who was the fourth guy?
Kush, Mitzrayim, Put, Ukana.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.